Okay, guys, we're underway here. I would like to, first of all, introduce myself. My name is Sam Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products. Core Health Products is an alkaline living company. That's part of our mission statement, which I'll share with you here in a minute. I'd like to welcome everybody to our alkaline education series, which we do the very last Tuesday of every month, just like tonight is. It's part of our mission, which, as I read this mission statement, please understand that our goal and our mission is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide by providing the products, the services, and the education needed to allow for an alkaline lifestyle. That last one there is very important to us as a company and me as an owner, and that is that we truly do want to provide the education needed to allow for an alkaline lifestyle. Folks, as you all know, and you don't need me to tell you, that it's very difficult to do anything in life if you don't have the education around why and how to do it. So as a company, we try and do these conference calls, and we try and bring in experts from various different walks of life to share their expertise with us in improving that healthy alkaline lifestyle. We've got a great call lined up tonight. We've got two, what I absolutely believe are two great experts in the industry and in the field that are going to share some principles with you tonight. But before we do that, let me set the stage for some things that over the last little while I've really gotten a lot of questions. As many of you may or may not know, I work with a lot of professional athletes. Work with the vast majority of Major League Baseball teams, many of the NFL teams, a lot of the NBA, and so on. And one of the questions that I'm really starting to get, which I'm glad I'm getting from some of the doctors and trainers, is, well, Shannon, this makes no sense, and we're not buying into this because it's not our goal, and we don't think that it's healthy or good at all for you to be changing the pH of the blood. Folks, let me be very extremely clear. We are not intending to, nor could we even if we really wanted to, change the pH of the blood. In fact, the blood, as many of you may know, is constant at 7.365 or very, very close to there. And our body has this amazing mechanism that protects that blood, really at all costs. In fact, sometimes really even at the expense of some of our tissues within the body. When our tissues become more acidic, that's really what we're talking about, folks. The bloodstream will rob when needed, if needed, and that sounds like a harsh word, but if that pH of the blood begins to alter one way or the other, that mechanism instantly draws specific nutrients from the tissues of the body to keep that pH at 7.365. We have no desire to change that, nor do we think that it should be changed. In that process, however, we can and do alter the pH of tissue sites. So if the blood is continually having to rob the alkalizing minerals from our tissues to keep that blood at the 7.365, then it is more likely that or those tissues start becoming slightly acidic. Now, in addition to that, there are all kinds of processes that happen within our body, everything from digestion to metabolism to recovery, repair, breakdown, oxidation, oxidative stress, so many different things that go on within our body, and many of those are acid-producing. Now, that's not uncommon, but what is uncommon is that, maybe I shouldn't say uncommon, but what we don't want to have happen is for those organs that are intended to function most efficiently in an alkaline environment to over time become acidic. It has been proven time and time and time again, and we provide much of that research and that data, that when the body tries to function in an acidic environment, it cannot do so as efficiently and as effectively as in an alkaline environment, many of those organs within the body as well as tissue sites. So what we want to do is we want to bring to light the various different tools that are available to help that body stay a little bit more alkaline. When we look at the things that cause acidity, as I said, whether that be digestion, stress is very acid-producing, excessive exercise, lactic acid, uric acid buildup, those types of things are caused from injuries, lack of sleep, PMS. There are so many things that cause this acid production. We want to make sure that people know, hey, there are some tools that can and should be utilized to help alkalize or neutralize that those acids being produced. And there are all kinds of tools from oxygen, in fact, can be alkalizing certain situations. Water, which we're going to talk a lot about tonight, how water can be one of the most important tools to alkalizing the body. Minerals can be alkalizing. Meditation can be alkalizing. Diet has a very direct correlation in relation to our pH within our body and can be alkalizing. It can also be acidic. We'll talk about that. Laughter can be alkalizing. Folks, there are many of those tools. And tonight's focus, as I said, is going to be on, in general, alkalizing the body, but more specifically, a very unique technology that can and is being utilized across the world to help us alkalize the body and neutralize many of those acids that are being produced. So to do that, I've invited two very close friends of mine, special guests tonight, and fortunately they are both very knowledgeable, and I would consider them experts in the industry. The first one being Michelle Raley. Michelle is a mother of four. She actually opened a water center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a very successful center that has really, she opened a center and focuses it and teaches and offers people to have the opportunity to look at this technology, to sample the alkaline water and so on. So we're going to get to hear from her. We're also going to get to hear from another good friend of mine, Mr. Fred Brown, who has been in the industry, and he actually brought me into the industry. But he and his lovely wife, Genevieve Brown, they travel across the country, folks, teaching people really how to become more alkaline, how to live an alkaline lifestyle. And they both, Michelle and Fred, Genevieve, they also help people understand how, if interested, you can build a business around this technology. It's vitally important that at least the information gets out there, and that's why I've invited them both to the call tonight. Folks, it is a special night because you truly do have two experts in this industry, and you'll see by the end of the call how valuable the information is that they will share with us. So with that, I welcome Michelle Raley to the call. Michelle, thank you for being here tonight.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
And Mr. Fred Brown, thank you, Fred, for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, Shan, for the opportunity. It's a real pleasure to be here with you and Michelle.
Well, I want to say real quickly that, folks, it is a pleasure that we get them tonight. I know Michelle Raley, she has a weekly meeting that she does where people come from all over to listen to her and her associates talk about this technology, and she actually ducked out of that meeting to be on this call. And Fred Brown is actually on vacation. And he said, nope, absolutely, I want to be on the call and share this information. So I thank you both for taking your time. Fred, let's jump right to it and start with you. If you would take just a second, Fred, and give us a little bit of a background on the technology, how and why you believe that it is truly a game changer for that, not only just alkaline living, but for general health in general. And then we'll go from there and let Michelle talk a little bit about how she's used this technology to build a Congdon Water Center, and then we'll get into a few more details back and forth between all of us. So could you do that for us, Fred, build a little of the background?
Well, sure, Shan. And I think a key word in this is Congdon. Congdon means return to origin in Japanese, and that's what we're trying to do here. If we could go back, 50, 100, 150, 300 years, 500 years in time, when the world and the environment was a different place, we didn't have all the pollution, we didn't have all the influx of negative influences in our food patterns, in our lifestyles, bringing us stress, bringing us a pollution to the waters we're drinking, the food we're drinking, and having to compromise our bodies, we would be fine. But what we're trying to do is the best way we can is return back to that state. You know, we were all created in an alkaline environment. We were born 80% water, our bodies were, and then we slowly, because of necessity or habit or convenience, we're introduced to acidic foods and the acidic environment that we're living in. What we want to do is we want to return back to our core health, the way that we were, the way we were created, and do that with the foods that we eat, have to supplement them properly with good supplements that are giving us nutrition and not just filler and fiber, but something that's gonna help us return and regain the health that we should have, that our bodies are capable of giving us, and to return to that and to maintain it and to prolong it so that we have a long, healthy, viable life where we're contributing factors to the environment, to the population, to the world, rather than just existing. And we have, you know, we've done that. Water, our Kangen water, does that tremendously. You know, the water that we have has been compromised. They say, naturally, there is not a drop of clean water on the planet. And I learned this maybe 15 or 18 years ago, that everything's been compromised because of what, you know, the chemical pollution, just the environmental, the increased population, creating our streams, rivers, oceans, etc., and just taking, robbing the good vitality-giving and health-giving properties from that water. The same thing has happened to our soil, to our land, to our crops. If our soil is bad, it's difficult for them to yield good, healthy crops for us that we had, 100 years or 200 years ago, that our ancestors, their ancestors, grew with and were able to maintain a healthy life. So what we've had to do is turn to chemicals to supplement this. Well, the chemicals have actually exacerbated the problem, made it worse. And so it just kind of sped up that process, moving away from alkalinity to acidity. So we have to turn to good things like your core health products, your greens, your digestive enzymes, all your probiotics, so our Kangen water, to help our body repel these outside influences, return to where we should be, return to our origin, and help us reach homeostasis so that all our organs are fully functional, fully inflated. You know, we're all, I like to say that we're all developed as you know, a prune or a grape. And, but slowly, if we don't take care of ourselves, we're going to turn a plum, not a prune, but a plum or a grape. And we don't want to slowly, if we don't take care of ourselves, we're going to turn into that prune or that raisin. We're going to lose that moisture and that hydration that's in our body, so that our bodies are starting to collapse, our organs are collapsing internally. So we have to use these things that are available to us, and we want to use the very best of it that are available to us. We don't want to look at cost; we want to look at effect, and what's going to help us. So I'm a strong believer in that. I'm 73 years old. I don't feel 73, and I think generally out there, every one of us would if we what ages us more than anything else is really knowing when we were born. You know, if I didn't know I was born on May 30th, 1941, I wouldn't think that I'm 73 years old. I think I'm 28 years old, like you, Shan. You know, we would act differently. But that goes to one thing that you're telling about our mental health. You know, how we feel about ourselves and you know. But all these products here, if we can consume good water, hydrate our body with good water, excellent water, bring us minerals, bring us health and vitality, supplement the food and the things that we consume on a daily basis. Because of necessity, we're having to consume so many things that are acidic, about 80%, and modified in such a way. If we can take the digestive enzymes, the probiotics, and the other supplements, supplement that with your greens and things, we are going a long way to give ourselves a long, healthy life so that we're going to be productive for many, many years.
Yeah, and I love, Fred, you nailed it right on the head when you said that the key word is there, Kangen, which is return to origin. And, man, that has just made so much sense. You know, I've owned a nutrition company, a supplement company, for many, many years. But when you introduced to me the importance of taking our water back to the origin, if you will, okay, back to the basics, it was something that I learned very quickly after doing some research that the waters we're consuming are all mainly acidic, whether it's bottled water, whether it's filtered water, whether it's reverse osmosis water, whether it's bottled water, whether it's, flavored waters. All of those are not only are they acidic, but they don't have the same structure that water was intended to in the origin of time. And the technology that I've been able to have access to and that you guys so effectively and gratefully share all across the country, that has changed my life. To bring that into my already established nutritional line of products and make that another option, another tool in the tool belt, man, it's just made all the sense in the world. And again, many of you on this call are not necessarily really familiar, maybe, with alkaline water or ionized water, but understand that the very basic principle that the body is made up primarily of water. And so if we're putting, if 80% of our body is being filled with acidic waters, waters that don't have the same structure as it was intended to in the beginning of time, we can't expect our body to function the way that it was intended to do so. So this technology that allows us to take water back to the origin has been something that's been an absolute heaven sent. And I know, Fred, you have a fantastic testimony of that. Let's go to Michelle just for a few minutes here. Michelle, I know you are in such great demand. You're asked to go speak all over the place and teach different classes and groups and people come together to learn more about this. And then you went one step further to say, you know what, so many people need this and want this that you opened up a Kangen Water Center where people come in and they get to learn about the technology. They get to try and see the water and see the technology. And share a little bit about that and kind of your experience over this period of time, maybe even some of your special testimonials from people that have really found a value in what we're offering with this added tool.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an absolute joy to be involved in this project for the last 7 years. What I have seen is that there's a growing trend to alkalize. You see it. Anytime you go to the health food store, you see alkaline this, alkaline that. And it's kind of started from this Japanese water technology. Because alkaline or alkalized water, as what we teach, it really does change people's lives. So what we're seeing is in our water center, as people come in and start trying this water, they absolutely change. And it's funny to see them be on the water for, you know, a few days, then to a week or 2 weeks, and they do not want anything else. And I'll tell you, when I first saw this presentation, you can watch. You know, Sam talked about acidic waters. Fred talked about some great things. And honestly, I just need you for a moment to visualize something with me. If I line up some bottles of water, and I have Dasani made by Coca-Cola, Pepsi Breaks Aquafina, and I've got tap water, and I've got soda pop, and Gatorade. And I pull out my pH testing drops, the pH liquid that will test the hydrogen in the water. And what's going to happen when I put those drops in the water? They're all going to turn orange for acidity, yellow to orange. And when I saw that, I absolutely knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter what I could read about alkalizing the body, no matter how many juice fasts I did, no matter what kind of diet I was on, I knew that my children and my husband and I could no longer drink acid. Why is it acid? Why would water be acid? Because, quite frankly, they take all of the minerals out when they go through this processing of, well, they call it reverse osmosis, they call it distillation, and they take all of the minerals out to clean up the water, and we want them to clean it up because it's got so many chemicals in it, but guess what this technology does? I was blown away that it cleaned up the water and it left all of the minerals. Can you believe that? So what happens is you get this extremely alkaline, it's actually purple when they put the drops inside, and you just go, oh my gosh, I want to drink purple water. And then you say, man, I can't let my friends drink yellow water. You know, you don't eat yellow snow, do you, Shan?
Only once.
And so, you know, the pH of the water, it's so visual, it's mind-blowing. But also, what we find with this technology is that it has an antioxidant effect in the body. And the way it does it, this technology, it runs the water over these plates inside these machines, and it creates an electrical charge. And as that water runs up and down and over these plates inside the machine, it actually creates that negative ionic charge. So you've got two hydrogens and an oxygen, and you're putting a negative ionic charge on the hydrogen and the oxygen. And so when it's going in your body, this Kangen alkalized water, it is looking for positively charged hydrogen, such as yeast and fungus and all things inflammatory. So this is why Shan got so excited, because he knew that his athletes were dealing with inflammation and all kinds of issues like that. And so he got excited and got on board with this, and we had fun with that, seeing him at all these different conferences and telling the stories of all the athletes. And the hydration factor, for me, was the big kicker, and I'll tell you why. This is kind of a little-known fact, unless you've been in some of my classes, but I used to do early detection screening of heart attack and stroke. And what I knew is you had to have your blood properly hydrated in order to keep that blood flowing through the body properly. And if you have slow-moving blood, it's sticky. And so then that's why people get on Plavix and different types of medications to make their blood flow better. And, you know, this water hydrates the blood. It hydrates the body to the cellular level. And, you know, that's where it's at. And when we hydrate like that, every supplement that we take, everything we do is intensified. So it's fun. It's really exciting. It's fun to see what happens with people's bodies when they get on this water. Some people say, oh my gosh, you know, it's amazing that it's like it absorbs so fast. Some
yeah.
people say their mouth is kind of dry when they first started because they were so dehydrated. But it really is different.
Well, I think it's good for people to realize when you're talking about Michelle, you ask a question, why is or are those waters that we're drinking, why are they so acidic nowadays? You know, geez, just make them alkaline. Well, the process of trying to filter out all of these impurities, in that process, most of the time, as you referred to, Michelle, the minerals are also stripped out in that process. Well, folks, I want everybody to understand that there are very specific minerals that are mandatory for the body to alkalize. They are called the alkalizing minerals. They're also referred to as electrolytes, your calcium, your magnesium, your sodium, your potassium. Okay, and so what happens is if and when those minerals are stripped from those waters or those liquids, then when we consume that and the body says, okay, now I need some electrolytes to help not cramp and to function properly and all these different types of things, if we don't have them readily available, then we start deteriorating and depleting them from the bones and other important tissue sites within the body. So again, I don't mean to oversimplify it, but I want to make it very easy to understand for all the listeners that if you just look at the common sense of it, don't have to take my word or Michelle's or Fred's or anybody else's, the common sense of it is that back in the origin of time, back in the beginning, back in the early days, all of our waters were in fact mineral rich. Our bodies are made up almost, depending upon your age, roughly 75, 80, 85% made up of water. And if that 80% is mineral deficient water, so to speak, or those electrolyte deficient water, so to speak, your body is going to become acidic just like the liquid itself is acidic. So I hope that it's given you at least a little bit of a vision when Michelle said we can take all these waters, put some drops in it, they all turn orange, which means they are acidic as opposed to purple or alkaline. In doing so, they have a technology, and this was the tool that I've incorporated into my company, into Core Health Products, is that tool that allows us a technology that hooks right up at the tap, takes that water, filters the impurities out, but makes sure that we have the minerals still there for that ionization, that alkalinization process, and that's what allows us to create a water that is back to the same structure as it was in the early beginnings of time. So those are the types of things that have allowed me to provide world-class, multi-million-dollar athletes with some of the best seasons of their career. We incorporate that with some of the other alkalizing principles. Enzymes are very alkalizing. The greens are very alkalizing. So with that, let's go back to Fred. Fred, if you would share, I know you've done a lot of things over the years, and I know over the last 4 or 5 years you've drank exclusively alkaline water. You do take my digestive enzymes and the core greens and stuff. Share with us some of the experience that you've had in comparison to some of the other things that may be taught out there.
Well, I think, you know, with your product, I felt it's just kind of a magical feeling, and I hate to use words like that because I'm not that kind of a person, but I just feel this overall feeling of pleasure in my body. You know, I'm suffering from what's called ankylosing spondylitis. That's when your tissues start calcifying, and it's very, very hard, you know, very, very tough to move, difficult to move. I don't have much chest expansion. That's why I get winded when I speak at times. I have a difficult time turning my neck. My back doesn't arch. I bend from the hips. But you know, taking these products from Core Health, the greens, along with the alkaline, the Kangen water, and the digestive enzymes, I'm getting the nutrients that I need to my body. You know, actually, acidity is a thief. Acid products are a thief. Because what they do is they rob your body of the minerals. I've heard that up until about the age of 44, our body is producing and storing minerals, the main ones being calcium, magnesium, and potassium. After about the age of 44, the ability to produce these minerals diminishes severely and eventually drops off. Well, just think of this as storing your money for your retirement. You know, you're working. You create an IRA, some investment things, and you put some money away. You hide some stuff in the closet, under the mattress, etc. And your quality of life that you have until the time that you're gone, and hopefully you're going to outlive your money. The quality of life that you have is determined on how you take care of those assets. Well, the quality of health that you have. The health that you have and the quality of life that you're going to experience as a result of that also is determined by how you're going to handle that storehouse of minerals. If you're taking sports drinks and pops and other things that all have one common thread. They're a chemical base that's mixed with reverse osmosis water. The chemicals are no good for you. They're going to get into your bloodstream. They're going to get into your brainstem, and they're going to cause all kinds of other problems. They're not natural. They're artificial. Our body doesn't like those. Now, if we take the reverse osmosis water that is absent of calcium, magnesium, and potassium, we drink those things, that water, that reverse osmosis water, whether it's in a bottle of Aquafina, Dasani, Fiji, or whatever, or if it's a component in a sports drink, or a Red Bull, or something like this, that is going to get into our body, and it's not whole, it's not happy, it's running around looking for help and looking for support. It desperately needs calcium, magnesium, and potassium to be whole. So it's going to take that from our bones. It's going to rob our storehouse. It's going to go into our bank account. It's going to go into our savings, into our IRAs, and take these assets from us. And that's severely going to affect the quality of life that we have. So we have to protect this. We have to get rid of those acidity things. I've actually seen people, but probably the worst is distilled water. And I saw a woman, and she was in her 70s, who was getting marked bone loss, bone density loss, because she was drinking distilled water. She said she wanted devoid of any contamination whatsoever. And she was very happy that she was drinking something that was contaminant-free. Well, she was losing bone loss. After about 9 months of drinking Kangen water, there was a measurable increase in her bone density because she was no longer, not only was she not taking the minerals out of her bones, she was able to put something back in there and retard that mineral loss that's very, very important to your vitality, to your health, and actually supplement it. So that's very, very important. I think I've experienced very much the same thing. I used to drink, you know, I was the kind of person, if I drank one can of Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper, I would have to drink a whole six-pack because I would get the thirst from that sodium that's in it. And it just became, I didn't drink anything else. I was of the old school that anything that pours is going to hydrate your body. You know, I'd have 3 or 4 hours of football practice or weight training or something, and I'd say, man, I'm thirsty. Give me some of that sports drink. Give me a Coke or give me a root beer or Dr. Pepper or something like that. Foolishly thinking that I was hydrating my body, but I was just making the problem worse. I was, you know, the bones, the tissues, the muscles that had to be repaired were actually being subjected to the greater loss because I've taken these acidic things into my body. But I've reversed that, and I feel so much better. I have greater mobility. I can move. I can feel it. I've gained a tremendous amount of movement in my body, and lost a great amount of pain and discomfort. And life is great. Life is fun. And again, without that muscle soreness and everything else, stress is gone. You know, it's easier to exercise. So stress and lack of exercise are two of the things that rob you of your health and vitality. I sleep better. Sleep is another important component. So, you know, everything just goes hand in hand. So I think the water is bringing minerals that are keeping our body from being robbed by minerals. It's microclustered. It's taking the strong amount of great amount of negative ions, these antioxidants, taken deep into the cells, into our body, in the tissue of our body, where I say, you know, jokingly, where no water has ever gone before, fighting the free radicals at the deepest zone, the dark area down there, helping our body be healthy from the core out. Also, we take and supplement the food. The food that we're forced to consume today because of the economics and because of, you know, good agriculture and good animal husbandry has gone away. These have been compromised. So what happens is we take some digestive enzymes to break that down, to get the very nutrients that we need into the bodies of spots that we have. And I think I've you know, with a combination of the core health products, the greens, the digestive enzymes, your heart problems, your joint supplements and everything else, I think that I have a program that gives me the best health that I can experience at this time in my life.
Well, I certainly appreciate you saying that, Fred, and I know as you and I go way back many years, I can honestly say and from my heart of hearts that you are more vibrant, more energized, more active right now than you were at least 10, 12, 15 years ago. And I like to believe that I've been a little bit of a part of that with my core products. But I have absolutely no doubt that the Kangen water has and will continue to be a very integral part to allowing you to continue to recover and go out there and do all those things that you do. Man, I just have great, great respect for you, so I appreciate you sharing that with us. Let me come back over to Michelle on a couple of things. Michelle, after you touch on this, I'm going to read a section in my latest book that we finished. And it has to do with ATP and what we know, and I don't want to get too detailed here, but acidity or acidic conditions robs the body of what's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And the adenosine triphosphate, guys, that is the energy. Okay, that's the actual energy within the cell that allows us to have ongoing energy on a daily basis. And the reason I want to bring this up is because, Michelle, if you're like me, one of the greatest and probably most common testimonials that I get from people is that once they start and have changed their water consistently over a period, a relatively short period of time, is there's just that increase in energy or alertness. And I'm not talking jittery energy like from a sports drink or anything. I'm talking about people saying, you know, I don't know that I had this massive burst of energy, but you know what? I have energy for a longer period of time. I don't get tired at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I work or I play or I do stuff with the grandkids or my kids or my wife or whatever until 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night when I'm, you know, ready for bed. I know that's probably been some of the things you've experienced. So would you touch a little bit on that from your experience, Michelle?
Well, absolutely. You know, this super hydration daily with this kind of water, it makes a huge difference. And myself, personally, I see it when I have to go into an airport because sometimes I have to leave my Kangen water behind, you know, through security, and I go to the airport and I go flying around and visiting other places and sharing this Kangen water. And as soon as I get off that plane, I am looking for the next Kangen water source. It's really interesting to watch people who own Kangen water machines as they travel, and they're ready to hook up their machine as soon as they get off the plane, because we know that it makes us feel better. When we bring our body's pH into a balance, you know, more alkaline versus acidic, by consuming this high, super hydrating water, it's just amazing how much it will flush the unwanted toxins out of our way. And also, I have to tell you, while Fred was talking and you, I had to go in and make myself some core greens with my Kangen water. Because I'm telling you that I've done juice baths. I've done all these things that are really, you know, they're cumbersome to try and do. And to be able to do what we do with this Kangen water and increase our energy like we do, it really is amazing. And, you know, I've seen it with my own son. You know, he went to football camp just recently, and he took a gallon of water with him into the day he was going, and he should have taken more. Well, he's 16 years old, and he's kind of embarrassed about bringing too much of anything. He doesn't want to be noticed. You remember those days. Well, anyway, he decided he was just going to take one. He'll be good. you know, maybe, you know, we can meet up with him later. Well, it was a one and a half day deal. But after he ran out of that gallon of water, he noticed a huge difference. And do you know what he did? Shan, you'll get a kick out of this. He actually asked my husband if he, he said, do you think Mom would let me teach about the Kangen water at her water center? And my husband was like, what? He said, well, I can tell you from an athlete's point of view. Now, this is my 16-year-old. He said, I could tell that I wasn't hydrated. My urine didn't go the color that, you know, it wasn't kind of on the clear side. It went to yellow really quickly, and I could not perform the way I can when I'm hydrated with Kangen water. So, you know, even the young kids will be able to feel a difference. And, you know, I want to touch on one more thing. People hear about Kangen water machines and alkalizing the body through this water, and they get a little worried that they might have to spend some money. And I want to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, this is the very best investment you can make into your family. You've got a way to get this Kangen water machine for as low as $25 a month. It is the quickest way to alkalize your body. You know, you can start doing juicing and green smoothies, and you can do all that you can. But quite frankly, just like Fred was saying, you know, our diet, what is it? SAD, standard American diet. We are so out of kilter. I mean, everything is fast-paced environment. We're living day-to-day trying to, you know, hurry home, make something for dinner, try and keep people, you know, fed and all the things done. Our lives are messed up. There's so many ways that we have a real struggle to live alkaline. And the beauty is that we can reverse these negative effects of an unhealthy diet. And if we really have a sincere desire to do something about it, if we will add this water, and I'm telling you, I love your Core Health products, because there was a time when what happened with me is I kind of got on a fast track in just teaching people all this about the water, and I was so busy that I wasn't eating properly, and I needed you, Shan. And the water's phenomenal, but I had to add in the greens. I had to add in the enzymes. And as soon as I did, my body said, wow, thank you. And I dropped 30 pounds. So it's amazing what we can do when our bodies get balanced. So I'm excited to hear about this ATP.
Well, that's exactly what I want to share is, in our book, guys, and the new book that we have is called Living Alkaline in an Acidic World. It's a book that I wrote in conjunction with Dr. Horst Filter. He's got a section in there. Many of you know Dr. Tim McKnight, Dr. Patrick Vickers. They're just a consortium of real experts in the industry. And Living Alkaline in an Acidic World talks about the various tools that can be used, one of which, of course, is the Kangen water. Well, at the beginning of Dr. Patrick Vickers, one of the things that he talks about in our new book is why people become sick and what one of the driving factors behind that is. And I'm just going to read directly from it so I don't paraphrase it incorrectly. But he says, you know, when we see someone who is sick and or dying, one of the first things we notice is that they are becoming lethargic. They are lethargic because their body has lost the capacity to produce energy on a cellular level in the form of ATP, the adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy of the cell. Now, our bodies require massive amounts of ATP on a daily basis. I will add very quickly because I deal with ATP with the athletes. If your body is not producing ATP very rapidly and very efficiently, you will not recover from an activity, whether it be an athlete on the field or whether it be a mom playing with her kids out back or someone working in an office, whatever it is. Now, going on, that ATP is mandatory for maintaining a healthy immune system and to cure a sick and or dying immune system. The production of ATP by the mitochondria in the cells is completely oxygen dependent, and this is where alkalinity and acidity come into play. As mentioned earlier, disease cannot thrive in a highly oxygenated environment. Now let me read that one more time, because we talked about it a little earlier in the book. As mentioned earlier, disease cannot thrive in a highly oxygenated environment. Now, notice I didn't say that disease cannot thrive or cannot live or cannot exist in an alkaline environment, okay? I didn't say that. What we're saying is disease cannot thrive in a highly oxygenated environment. When cells are engulfed with positively charged hydrogen ions, just like what we get from our alkaline, from our ionized water, as oxygen approaches the cell membrane, it literally gets repelled away from the cell, depriving that cell of the oxygen-dependent mitochondria of the ability to create ATP. Over a period of time, this causes continued weakness in the immune system, ultimately manifests into advanced and potentially terminal diseases. So what is the cause of this buildup of hydrogen ions in the cells, or by definition, acidity? The answer is simple. It's our water and our diet. So, you know, that's just one of the small excerpts from our new book. It's a 14, 15, 16 page book. And we've got all kinds of research and data, and we talk about the core greens, we talk about alkalizing enzymes, we have multiple recipes in there, alkalizing recipes in there. But the point that I want to drive home, guys, is so much of what we are doing is right. And I think sometimes we get so eager to say, oh, everything we're doing is wrong. We're eating the wrong foods. We're not exercising. We're doing this wrong. Folks, we're doing a lot of things right. A lot. But if you're not doing the most important things right, then a lot of little right things don't add up to much. And when your body is made up vast majority water, it needs to be one of our focal points. And then we add the other stuff into that. Now, I say that because I also want to bring in something for you all to think about, and I preface what I'm going to say with what I said a minute ago, and that is that the vast majority of the body is made of water. That needs to be a focal point. Now, let me also share with you, however, that undigested foods cause the body to secrete and produce acid at a faster and more steep rate of production than acidic waters, even more so than carbonated drinks, even more so than most energy drinks. Undigested food is one of the things that is causing massive acidity and massive sickness, illness, disease in America today. It's one of the approaches, as Michelle said, as Fred said, alkaline water, because it's the largest component, is a key, a mandatory key, but in my opinion, it is not any more important than looking at the increased digestion of our foods. That's where the digestive enzymes come in. We talk about that extensively in our book. You can find out more about it on our website as well. And then finally, the core greens that you've heard Michelle and Fred both reference multiple times. This was something that we created about a year ago, and it's different than any other greens in that we believe, as it says in our mission statement, our goal is to provide the products, the services, and the education needed to allow for an alkaline lifestyle. Most of the alkalizing foods that we consume would be greens. Most greens in the marketplace are formulated based upon their nutritional values. Oh, it's got a lot of this, it's got a lot of that, and that's great. Nothing against that. I support that. However, I wanted to create a greens product that was solely based upon alkalizing potential. So we looked at all of the different ingredients from the greens base and said, we're going to put the greens, regardless of the nutritional value, we're going to put the greens that are most alkalizing. So you'll notice in our greens that it's a little different than what you buy off the shelf in most cases because we are focusing on alkalinizing the body. If we can provide a nutrient source of alkalinization, a supplement source of alkalinization through the enzymes, and a liquid form of alkalinization through the alkaline water, we truly believe, as we wrap it all up in our book there, that we are providing the tools, the products, and education to allow people that alkaline lifestyle. I don't believe that just water is going to do it. I don't believe that just my products are going to do it by any stretch of the imagination. I don't believe that just meditation or just prayer or just is going to alkalize the body. Folks, there are multiple pieces to this puzzle that we refer to as the health puzzle. And there are some key tools. If you're building a house, you're probably going to need a screwdriver, but it's not going to be your primary tool. You're going to want saws and hammers. Those are your primary tools. In this alkaline lifestyle, your primary tools are alkaline water, digestive enzymes, and core greens. And when I say core, I'm talking in general, greens that are alkalizing. In our greens product, we have 14 different greens, alfalfa, and they're all organic, 100% organic, 100% non-GMO, 100% vegan, 100% U.S. grown, alfalfa, wheatgrass, barleygrass, oatgrass, spirulina, chlorella, sea kale, broccoli, cabbage, that list goes on and on, kale, and they are alkalizing. And I know, Michelle, you carry our greens in your store there. Fred, you've used them for a long time. Those alkalizing greens with our alkaline water can, in fact, make a difference in the alkalinization of the body, and in turn, that's what allows the body to produce more ATP. Dr. Filser does a fantastic job. He has a presentation on ATP in particular, and he does a great job of pointing out if we can do anything to increase that production of ATP, which is very pH-sensitive, we can affect the energy levels and metabolic function within the body. So those guys, I hope, are some very important points for you. I hope that at least you have a desire to look into the water that we've been talking about. I'm sure people that invited you to this call would love to share not only information on the water, but actual water itself. Have them give you 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 gallons and try it. You can find out more about our nutritional products in Michelle's store or on our website at corehealthproducts.com. Those are things that we would love to share with you and provide those educational pieces that will allow you to become more alkaline and change your life, and I just know it will. So with that, let me go back to Michelle. Let's go with you first. Any final words that you'd like to share with anybody?
I am just so grateful to have been on this call and to share with those listening something that has become so dear to my heart, and that is helping people help themselves through replacing the water that they're drinking with such good quality water. And thank you, Stan, because, you know, once again, you've kicked my butt in gear, and I took my core greens this evening. And thank goodness I have those and my enzymes. I take those throughout the day as well. So it really does make a difference. And anybody who's out there looking to make a difference in the way they feel, their energy level, and how their family health can be changed, this is the way to do it. I love what you set up here. Thank you for inviting me to the call.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I know your time is valuable, and you got a big family with your kids back home from their mission, and congratulations on that, and just congratulations on being a great leader, a great mother, a great wife, and thank you for your time on the call tonight.
Thank you, Stan.
Fred, valuable words from the master.
Well, thank you very much, Shan. It's kind of you. I want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for having this call every week and taking time from your valuable schedule. I don't know if there's anybody busier than you. You're all over not only the country, the state. You're all over the planet. My goodness, you're traveling everywhere, helping people everywhere. Not only people that benefit you directly, but people that benefit everybody. And that's a true leader. That makes you a true leader, Shan. Because you're looking at helping as many people as possible, not selfishly helping yourself. And you've done that so much. What I want to do is talk to the people out there for a second and say, basically, the first thing you want to do, minimum, is change to water. Get rid of those sports drinks. Get rid of those acidic things there. Then when you change to water, you're going to see some great benefits, getting rid of that chemical-laden pollution that you're drinking. And then you're going to change to the best. You're going to change no water. You're going to change to Kangen water, to Alkaline water. And you're going to see the benefit of that. Get to somebody. There's so many people out there that can help you. Reach out to somebody. People on your team, people that you know, people that have been, be more receptive to people that have made the offer to you to try the Kangen water. And then you're going to see the benefits of that. And let that person show you how you're drinking the best water on the planet and how you can stop throwing good money after bad water. You're going to help your health. You're going to save money. You're going to help the health of those you love, because you can take any one of our machines and you can share water to everybody in your neighborhood for pennies per 100 gallons. So do that. And again, Shan, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody that came on the call. And I wish you all the best health and the best of life. Thank you very much.
Fred, as always, thank you for your time. As you know, I look up to you as just like my father, and you've treated me as such, and so has Genevieve. You guys are just special, special people, and I thank you for helping so many and being an influence in my life in particular. So thank you as well. All right, guys, with that, we're right at the top of the hour. I thank you all again. I'm truly humbled. Every time we do these calls, I'm humbled at how many people come on here to listen and to learn, and that's part of my personal mission and our mission as a company is to provide that education that will allow people to live that alkaline lifestyle. And that doesn't mean that it revolves around my company, my products, or anything else. If you are able to pick up some tidbits and some nuggets from tonight's call that allow you to go to a health food store completely separate from anything that I sell or anything else, then I and we have done our job. It's not about selling first and foremost. It's about education. And if and when you feel comfortable of trying our stuff, we're always happy to provide you with the education and everything else. Our website is Core Health Products, Core like Apple Core, healthproducts.com. We've got massive amounts of short 3-minute videos on there that talk about what is alkaline water, what is pH, what are enzymes, what are chelated minerals, what are grains. Short videos that are educational. We've got blog sections. We've got Facebook. We would love for you to interact with us through any of those mediums, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. Follow us. We try and keep as much education out there as we can. And in closing, like we always do on every one of our calls, we close it with a special. Our special tonight, we wanted it to be alkaline-based, of course. And so tonight's special is going to revolve around our core greens. It is our newest product, even though we've had it out for, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months, somewhere in there. It is one of our fastest-growing products because it is alkalizing. It's extremely alkalizing. With one serving, guys, one serving of our greens, which is only one teaspoon of our greens, 100% organic, there's more vitamin A than in 12 broccoli spears. You get more vitamin C than 20 cherries, more vitamin K than 24 strawberries, more calcium than 5 whole bananas, more iron than 15 Brussels sprouts. Folks, the nutrients in this product are phenomenal, and the good thing is they're all very alkalizing. This product was formulated based upon that. So the special for tonight is we have a 5-ounce greens. Any 5-ounce greens, every 2 5-ounce greens, if you buy 2 greens, you get one of our new books for free, and it will be autographed. The Living Alkaline in an Acidic World, it's 123 pages. Folks, this book should be and ultimately will be on store shelves. It is a complete book. It's not a pamphlet. It's not just a guide. It is a book of education from doctors and experts and testimonials. So order 2 greens, you're going to get 1 book free. Order 3 greens, you will get 2 books free. And then for anybody that might already have greens but still want books and stuff for free, all orders over $100 will also get a book for free. So that special will go on until midnight tomorrow night, not a second longer. So just go to the website, corehealthproducts.com, order any combination of products, but if there are 2 bottles of greens in there, we will have 1 autographed book. 3 bottles of greens in there, you will get 2 autographed books for free. All orders over 100 will get a free book as well. So thank you all very much. I appreciate and I'm humbled that you came on the call. On behalf of all of us here at Core Health Products and Michelle Raley and Fred Brown, God bless each and every one of you and your endeavors, your business. We hope to see you out there sharing our message and sharing your message, whatever that might be. Thank you all. Have a great night. God bless, and we'll see you later.
Sure.